When I first started playing a banjo, I had to learn all. Now, after 27 years of trying to pick a five-string banjo, I realize the best banjo music I know uses mostly single strings, and sometimes just one chord. Like Frank Proffit plays Tom Dooley. Or even as one of the first banjo tunes I ever heard, just two notes. Now, there was a fellow named B.F. Shelton made a Victor record, 12-inch record, about 1928, I guess. The seagulls are all coming around to listen too. They make pretty good music. But he accompanied the verse with just these two notes. Because he sparkled them up like this. Wake up, wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Them revenue officers are coming, gonna tear your still house down. Wake up, wake up, darling Corey. Quit hanging around my bed. Bad liquor's ruined my body. Pretty women gone to my head. Oh yes, my darling, I'll do the best I can, but I'll never give my pleasure to another gambling man. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. Gonna lay down and carry down.
We got Pete here, and we were talking about it before. We've been using the term the basic strum because you have it in your book, and everybody sort of knows the words now. But could you tell us a little bit of how you think that you arrived at that particular style as the basis for banjo playing?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid this book is another case of the blind leading the blind. I half knew how to pick a banjo, and some people started asking me how to teach them what I knew, and before I knew it, I'd written a book on it. And there started my downfall, because to read the book, you'd think I knew all about it. And I invented words for things I didn't know. I just had seen some people. I saw Bascom Lunsford sometimes will strum down, but Pete Steele does it more often.
We were just talking about those two in that particular... Could you show us, sort of... the basic principle of it, because I think that's...
Well, when you're frailing, of course, you'd keep on going down. But in this basic strum I got, which it's a little easier, I think, for people to learn on, but as I say, I don't know if it's a trap or not. You pick up on one string and then strum down the rest. And if you do it for about 2 years, you get a nice, easy ripple on it. It's not a hard thing to do. And you can't get that intense kind of a tone. But I still like it for a simple, relaxed song, especially when I'm singing with kids. Hey, hey, skip to Maloo. Hey, hey, skip to Maloo. Hey, hey, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Skip to Maloo, my darling. But as I say, you have to do it for a year or so. And there's a danger, of course, people find they're getting too fast. When people are learning a banjo, I found they always started going too fast, and then they couldn't slow down. And I'd ask them to slow it down. They said, I can't. It was like asking a person to fall off a table slowly. He had to go fast or not go at all. And, of course, it didn't sound good. That's what an awful lot of banjo pickers sound like in the third month.
Which reminds me.
Hey, let me play one more Frank Prophet song, because Frank Prophet, who's not here today, and doggone, I brought one of his homemade banjos and I didn't bring it around today, I left it back in the room. He makes his own banjos with a hammer and saw and glue and one or two other tools, jackknife, some sandpaper. And if he can't get a groundhog, he can use a cat skin. And he stretches it over a little piece of stove pipe. And you'd be surprised how sweet it sounds. It doesn't have a brilliant tone, but it's got a nice plunky tone, just the nicest plunky tone you could imagine. I've been trying to persuade him to write up the plans so other people could make banjos, but he's never got around to it. But if you want one of his banjos, he only asks $50 for it, which is very little for anything handmade nowadays. Especially you consider they charge $600 for a good 12-string guitar. So one of Frank Prophet's banjos is a real bargain at $50. Well, anyway, Frank plays with no frets on his banjo, like the old time. He said when banjos were first sent in by mail order and they saw them, they didn't know what to do with the frets, and they filed them flat. Now, he learned the song Tom Dooley from his grandfather, before he taught it to Frank Warner, who taught it to me and others, and the Kingston Trio got hold of it. But Frank also sings a very unusual song, giving a little glimpse of history 100 years ago and of the times that tried America and divided America 100 years ago. I'm going across the mountain, oh, fare you well. Going across the mountain, you can hear my banjo tell. Got my rations on my back, my powder, it is dry. Going across the mountain, oh, Chrissy, don't you cry. Going across the mountain to join the boys in blue. When this fighting's over, I'll come back to you. Going across the mountains, if I have to crawl, to give old Jeff's men a little my rifle ball. Before it's good daylight, if nothing happens to me, I'll be way down yonder in old Tennessee. Spec, you'll miss me when I'm gone, but I'm going through. When this fighting's over, I'll come back to you. Going across the mountain, oh, fare you well. Going across the mountain, you can hear my banjo tell.